नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय धाष्ट्यानि उशति कुरुते मेहनादिनि वास्तौ स्तेयोपायैर् विरचितकृतिः सुप्रतीको यथास्ते इत्थं स्त्रीभिः सभयनयना श्रीमुखालोकिनीभिः व्याख्यातार्थ प्रहसितमुखी नहि उपलब्धुम् ऐच्छत् एवं दाष्ट्यानि उशति कुरुते मेहनादि निवास्तो एवं दाष्ट्यानि उशति कुरुते मेहनादि निवास्तो स्तेयोपायैर्विरचित कृतिः सुप्रतीको यथास्ते स्तेयोपायैर्विरचित कृतिः सुप्रतीको यथास्ते इत्थं स्त्रीभिः सभयनयन श्रीमुखालोकिनीभिः इत्थं स्त्रीभिः सभयनयन श्रीमुखालोकिनीभिः व्याख्यातार्थ प्रहसितमुखिना ह्युपलब्धुम् ऐच्छत् व्याख्यातार्थ प्रहसितमुखिना ह्युपलब्धुम् ऐच्छत् एवं इन दिस वे धाष्ट्यानि नॉट ट्रांसलेशन इन प्रॉपर बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिविदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद व्हेन कृष्णा इज कॉट इन हिज नॉटी एक्टिविटीज द मास्टर ऑफ द हाउस विल से टू हिम ओह यू आर अ थीफ एंड आर्टिफिशियली एक्सप्रेस एंगर एट कृष्णा कृष्णा वेन रिप्लाई आई एम नॉट थीफ यू आर अ थीफ Sometimes being angry, Krishna passes urine and stool in a neat, clean place in our houses. But now, our dear friend Yashoda, this expert thief, is sitting before you like a very good boy. Sometimes, all gopis would look at Krishna sitting there, his eyes fearful so that his mother would not chastise him. And when they saw Krishna's beautiful face, instead of chastising him, they would simply look upon his face and enjoy transcendental bliss. Mother Yashoda would mildly smile at all this fun, and she would not want to chastise her blessed transcendental child. Purport. Krishna's business in the neighborhood was not only to steal, but sometimes to pass stool and urine in a neat, clean house. When caught by the master of the house, Krishna would chastise him saying, "You are a thief." Aside from being a thief, in his childhood affairs, Krishna acted as an expert thief when he was young by attracting young girls and enjoying them in the rasa dance. This is Krishna's business. He is also violent as the killer of many demons. Although mundane people like non-violence and such other brilliant qualities, God, the absolute truth, being always the same, is good in any activities, even so-called immoral activities like stealing, killing, and violence. Krishna is always pure, and he is always the supreme absolute truth. Krishna may do anything supposedly abominable in material life, yet still he is attractive. Therefore, his name is Krishna, meaning all attractive. This is the platform on which transcendental loving affairs and service are exchanged. Because of the features of Krishna's face, the mothers were so attracted that they could not chastise him. Instead of chastising him, they smiled and enjoyed hearing of Krishna's activities. Thus, the gopis remained satisfied and Krishna enjoyed their happiness. Therefore, another name of Krishna is Gopi Jana Vallabha, because he invented such activities to please the gopis. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate igiram yat kripatam aham vande shri gurum dinatarinam sri chaitanya ishwaram paramananda madhavam. Hare Krishna. So here we are entering in the sweet groves of Vrindavan, the sweetest part of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I feel very awkward and embarrassed being unqualified to even tread into this restricted arena, but somehow by the grace of authorities, they given me this chance to purify myself with the nectarian verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. As Lord Krishna was once sleeping one day, and as he is deep into his sleep, he starts murmuring a very beautiful verse. Actually, it comes as a verse, but he's addressing some people, and Yashoda is looking in wonder, what has happened to my child? Shambho swagatam asyata mitaito vamena padmo bhava kramchare kushalam sukham surapate vitteshuno drishyate ittam swapnagatasya kaitabaripo shutva jananyagira kim kim balaka jalpitasya nushitam thutu kritam patuva. Shambho swagatam is saying, oh Lord Shiva, you've come, welcome. Asyatam itaito. Asyatam itaito. He's saying, yeah, please come here. Sit here. Sit to my left. Oh Brahma, please come. Padmodbhava, who has come out of the lotus flower. Kramchare kushalam. He's saying, oh Kartikeya, are you well? Sukham surapate. Oh Indra, is everything good with you? Vitteshuno drishyate. Oh Kubera, it's a long time I've not seen you. It looks like, you know, when the demigods come to give attendance at Jagannath Puri, he's greeting those demigods there. Ittam swapnagatasya kaitava ripho. When Mother Yashoda, shutva jananya giraha. Mother Yashoda is saying, looking at the sleepy talks of small Krishna, kim kim balaka jalpitasya. Oh Krishna, what are you talking? Anushitam, this is not proper. Thutu kritam patuva. As she is speaking these words, let these words of Mother Yashoda and the beautiful words of Lord Krishna, patuva, the writer is saying, the author is saying that, let this word protect you. I remember when early days, when I attended the Sunday feast, once impromptu, Shamanam Prabhu was made to sit on the Sunday feast, because the sannyasi was supposed to come. He came a little bit late, so he was told to start. And as he sat on the Vyasasan, he took the role of a lawyer defending. But he started in a very amazing way. He said, okay, so what are the accusations against Krishna? And people sitting in the audience started putting the accusations. He thieves. He's a thief. He enjoys with others' wives. He's a liar. And there was a big list. And as a new person sitting in the audience, I was wondering, is this a session of glorification of Krishna, or are they suing him? What's happening here? But as he enlisted all the qualities here, all the beautiful pastimes as accusations. And point after point, he started refuting that how these are not accusations, but sweet reciprocations of Krishna. Similarly, as he's following the founder Acharya, here, Srila Prabhupada also, if you see in the beginning of the purport, he's taking the role, he's saying, Krishna's business in the neighborhood is not only to steal, but also to pass urine and stool. And not only that, he was a thief who attracted others' wives and enjoyed with them. And also not that, he is violent, he kills, he steals, is enumerating so many so-called accusations. But at the end he's saying, but even so-called immoral activities like stealing and killing are sweet because Krishna is always pure and he is always the supreme absolute truth. Apapa Vidham. No sin can touch Krishna. He is always the supreme absolute truth. He may do anything supposedly abominable in material life, yet still he is attractive. Krishna. Akarshiteti Krishna. One who attracts everybody's heart. So I was just thinking that as we are going through this stealing pastimes of Krishna and the childhood pastimes which are very sweet in nature, but one if objectively thinks and reads these pastimes, other than the extraordinary pastimes, some of the pastimes are supposedly very ordinary. So what is the difference between these pastimes and Krishna's pastimes? Even small children, being very sweet in nature, they also perform so many so-called time pass. But as Krishna performs this pastime, what is the speciality of these pastimes and what is the nature of these pastimes that will give us an advantageous benefit? So I've just enumerated some reasons which I could think of and I discussed with some senior devotees. So first of all, as we know, Krishna's pastimes are different because they are original. Janmadiyasyataha. All the sweeter pastimes of every other species, all that sweetness emanates from Krishna's pastimes. Madhuradipate akhilam madhuram. Sweetness. He is the emperor of sweetness. The original sweetness comes from Krishna. He is the source of all such naughty pastimes that people get attracted to. Gopinath, tumi kripa parabara. Jivera karane asiya prapanche. Leela koila subistar. As for a normal person, the sweetest thing for him are the memories of his childhood and other small children. So these small sweet pastimes Krishna also enacted so that we can leave the imitation and get attracted to the original. The second reason being, Krishna does the same pastimes, but Krishna's platform of performing is on Satchidananda platform. Krishna has a Satchidananda body. Ishvara Paramaha Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. In 10th canto, Lord Brahma also prays. In his prayer, he is telling Lord Krishna that, why have you appeared? Asya api deva vapusho anugraha anugraha asya svechha mayasya natu bhuta mayasya kopi. He's saying that you have appeared, but you have not appeared in a material pancha mahabhut form. You have appeared in your original Satchidananda form. So whatever appears from the Satchidananda form, whatever is done by this Satchidananda form is also Satchidananda, spiritual in nature. It has no material tinge. And when somebody hears these pastimes, then only Yatma suprasaditi will happen. If we hear the material pastimes, what happens is the material entanglement increases. But when we hear the pastimes of Krishna, which is on Sachidananda platform, the sweeter nature one turns and his material entanglement gets reduced. There's a lot of expectation when one is entangled into material activities. Even though the purest in nature, the mother's love, there is a little bit tinge of material expectation. She would not do the same thing to somebody else's child, but her own child, because of that material bondage. But when Krishna's pastimes we hear, those pastimes if one gets attached to, then the expectation in that pastime is only the pleasure of Krishna. But this platform, that when we hear pastime, it is not for our enjoyment, but for Krishna's enjoyment, will come only after a certain stage. We might enjoy now these pastimes, but the real love one will get is, or rather, one will really enjoy the pastimes only if one has developed real love for Krishna. We'll come to that later. One more reason why one should describe Krishna's pastime is because it causes nivritta tarshair. When one hears the pastimes of Krishna, he gives the material desires which are working overtime for him, he gives them VRS, voluntary retirement. But for that, one has to hear those pastimes with proper submissiveness. As Srimad Bhagavatam first canto says, Shushrushu Shraddha Dhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevinath. By serving the Mahatmas, one will get the Ruchi to hear Krishna Katha. And one gets this Ruchi, at that time, one can actually enjoy the pastimes. Just like Krishna's pastimes can be considered to a rope, to a beautiful rope that comes to a help of a person who is drowning in a quicksand. If one is drowning in quicksand and takes help of a rope which has been tied to a tough support, one will be able to come out. But on other hand, if one hears some mundane pastimes, it's like catching an illusory rope by which he's going to go inside the quicksand more and more, more deeper with no hope. So Krishna very mercifully has given these pastimes so that one can come out of the material mire of birth and death, catching the rope, the strong rope of Krishna Katha. Then, why does Krishna perform this childhood pastimes? He is Atmaram, he does not need to do any pastimes, but the Acharya has explained that these pastimes are performed so that he can freely and with his full free will, he can enjoy and reciprocate with his devotees who have taken birth in Gokula to experience that particular rasa with them. So many gopis, they belong to so many different categories. There are Nitya Siddhas, there are Munichari gopis, and so forth. There are so many different gopis who have come with different desires. So there are some gopis who have come to experience the beautiful childhood pastimes of Krishna. So Krishna specifically does that. As the verse mentions, they were chastising about Krishna. They were chastising Krishna and complaining about him to Mother Yashoda and smiling. Nobody smiles while he is frowning. And if he's, I remember my own aunt, whenever she used to shout at us, she would just look at us, wink at us, and smile and shout as if she's showing somebody else and shouting at us. You know, I was always bewildered by this behavior. But when you see here that all the gopis are doing that, you understand that this is just a small perverted reflection of what enjoyment the gopis had. They are smiling, at the same time chastising. So they are just chastising to increase Krishna's pleasure. And by that chastising, Krishna is becoming more beautiful by becoming fearful. And looking at that, gopis are again becoming more blissful. So there is a transcendental competition here. Who will please whom more? Just as we hear from Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Instruction that why is Gokula or Vrindavan greater than Vaikuntha? Because the 3/4 of the material of the creation is spiritual world and 1/4 is the material world. But Rupa Goswami is saying that greater than the spiritual world is that part of the material world where Mathurapuri is there. And greater than Mathurapuri is Vrindavan, where Lord Krishna resided. And greater than Vrindavan is Govardhan, where Krishna had his playful pastimes. And more than Govardhan, Radhakund, where he had his eternal amorous pastimes, is the greatest. So one may think that how can a place be greater than Vaikuntha in the material world? Lord Krishna, who is enjoying his eternal pastimes in the spiritual world, leaves that spiritual world and comes to the material world and enjoys pastimes here. So therefore, it becomes more brilliant. Just like when there is a diamond in a diamond treasury amongst so many other diamonds of different color. So that particular diamond will not shine so brightly. But when that diamond comes and resides on a black steel plate to a black background, then suddenly the shine of that diamond becomes more stronger and more prominent. So here, as Krishna is performing this childhood pastimes in Goloka, in this material world, it becomes more brighter and more sweeter. As he performs this for the pleasure of his devotees, and only for the pleasure of his devotees and nothing else. There is no need and there is no slight tinge of his own enjoyment. He is happy in himself. But just because his devotees desire to see him in a particular fashion, in a particular leela, he comes and performs this pastime. And as we explained before, Krishna's pastimes are full of love, but the mundane pastimes of this world are full of lust. What does this lust mean? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained, Atmendriya Priti Vancha Tar Boli Kam Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Dhare Premanam. When somebody is only engrossed in his satisfying his own senses, then that endeavor is considered to be calm, lust. But when one is only thinking of sense gratification for Krishna, serving his senses, then that becomes love. But the million-dollar question is, how will one achieve this love? Because just as when one reads the Rasa Dance of Lord Krishna, one is reminded of the ordinary dealings of a girl and boy. Similarly, when we hear about Krishna's ordinary pastimes, we are reminded of ordinary children. So when will that stage come when we'll really love, when we'll really relish Krishna, relish these childhood pastimes? As said before, only when one will develop love for Krishna. And that love for Krishna will only be developed when one serves a devotee who has love. Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache. Amito kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, dhai tava pache pache. The Madhyamadhikaris, who are actually at the Uttamadhikari level, but they come down, and out of the compassion, when they preach and distribute this love, that is the time, out of their compassion, out of their desire, they provide us some glimpse into the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes. And such acharyas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya have written various scriptures as to why these pastimes have happened on the material world and what details. Just like Shukdev Goswami is explaining in Srimad Bhagavatam, the all perfect, the all blissful pastimes of Krishna. Shukdev Goswami is the parrot of Srimati Radharani. And being an eternal associate of Radharani, he is explaining the Srimad Bhagavatam in a very nectarian way. So similarly, there are so many different acharyas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya who have given different perspectives and different details to the same pastimes, who are similarly all blissful and all attractive and all perfect. And one of them was Shri Kavi Karanapur, who is the third son of Shivananda Sen. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would love Shivananda Sen so much that he would inquire into the well-being of his sons. And acharyas explained that this small son, Kavi Karanapur, was actually a Gunachoda Sakhi in the eternal Leelas of Krishna. And when small Kavi Karanapur would come, actually at the birth of Kavi Karanapur, he was not named as Kavi Karanapur at that time, but when he was born, at that time, when he was got to be offered to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya placed his foot into the mouth of the small child who started sucking the toe of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually licking the nectar. Gadam gadam, you know, that thick nectar of Krishna Katha, he was licking. And Lord Mahaprabhu, after some time, would ask him, please, chant Krishna's name, chant Krishna's name. But that small boy would not utter anything. And everybody would be surprised. At that time, Sarup Damodar Goswami would say, actually, he's composing some nice poems in his own mind. And very soon it will come out. So very soon, in the assembly of Vaishnavas, he spoke a beautiful verse where he described the beautiful flower on the ears of gopis. And in a beautiful meter, he explained that verse. So as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, he said, just as you have composed a nice poem in such a small age, and you have explained nicely the flower on the karana of the gopis, you shall be called as Kavi Karanapura. So this Kavi Karanapura has very beautifully explained the pastimes of Lord Krishna in his beautiful treatise called as Sri Ananda Vrindavana Champu. Full with metaphors, full of analogies, he explains the beautiful pastimes of Krishna. And in explaining this, he has also included the Vraja Bhav and the Vraja Boli. You know, I was reading where Mother Yashoda has gone out of the house and Krishna has started stealing butter. And as he is stealing butter, suddenly she comes back. And she knows that when she will come back, he will be up to some mischief. So as she calls out, actually the verse says, oh my father, what are you doing? Are mere baap, kya kar raha hai? She shouted, like, you know, this is the Vraj Bhasha incorporated in Sanskrit. So he's calling out, oh my dear son, oh my father, what are you up to now? Where are you? And that time, Lord Krishna, he calls out to mother, saying that actually these bangles that you have put to me are made of this Padmarag jewel, which are very hot in nature. And they are really burning my wrist. So to cool that, I have dipped it in the cooling butter so that I will feel some coolness. And then mother very nicely lifts him up, and you know, she understands what he is doing. But just to enjoy that pastime, she caresses him and says, "Oh really, it has really hurt you? Come, I shall remove those bangles and they will no more hurt you." Very sweet pastimes of Krishna's stealing the butter. And this stealing in the mundane world is considered to be very bad. You know, anybody who steals, he gets defaming. It's an immoral activity. It's a sinful activity. But that same stealing, you know, many times, you know, we've heard about some people writing on the hand. You know, "Mera bap chor hai." But here, as we hear Krishna stealing pastimes, those pastimes are so purifying and so enlightening that people for the ages are glorifying these pastimes. And as they are glorifying his stealing pastime, they are becoming richer. As one devotee had said before, that unke chori ke gun gaate huye, wo ameer ban rahe hain. Such beautiful stealing pastimes of the Lord are also glorified by so many different acharyas. There is an ashtakam written by Shri Bilwa Mangal Thakur, where he glorifies and calls him, "You are the leader of the thieves. Chauragraganya. Vraje prasiddham navanita choram. Gopanganam cha dukula choram. Aneka janmar jita papa choram. Chauragraganyam purusham namami." He's not only just describing or giving it the pastime view, but also the internal view of what Krishna intends to do and what Krishna is doing for us also. Although we are not in our eternal state, we are now nitya baddha, but what will he do for you also as a stealer? Vraje pasiddham navanita choram. He is famous in Vraja as navanita chora. Gopanganam cha dukula choram. He steals gopi's clothes. Aneka janmar jita papa choram. He also will steal the accumulated sins of many lifetimes for a person. Chauragragandyam purusham namami. Oh, master of all thieves, all obeisances unto you. Shri Radhikaya Ridayasya choram. Navambuda shamala kanti choram. Padashritanam cha samasta choram. Chauragragandyam purusham namami. He is a stealer of Srimati Radharani's heart. He is a stealer of the Shyamala Kanti from the beautiful rainy clouds. And also he is a stealer of everything. He is Hari. Padashritanam cha samasta choram. Chauragraganyam purusham namami. Now further he explains what is the state of one who has been, you know, stealed of everything. He is saying, Akinchani kritya padashritam yah karoti bhikshum patigeha heenam kenapyaho bhishana chaura idrig drishto shutoya na jagatriyepi. He's saying, what a bhishana chaur this is. What an amazing thief he is, that he has stolen everything and made his devotees patigeha heenam. Bhikshu, made him bhikari, and they are moving on the streets. Kena piho bhishana chaura idrig drishto shutoyana jagatrayepi. I've never seen such thief who has stolen everything. Even if you've seen all three worlds, such thief will not be seen. Gopis also pray. They say that your son is also the master of Kaphallaka, who is the thief in the heavenly planets. So I really don't know who he is, but this is what she has mentioned. So here, after Bilwa Mangal Thakur has mentioned that the devotees have become bhikshu, pati geha, he says what he has stolen. Yadiya nama api harat ashesham, giri prasaran api papa rashi, ascharya rupo nanu chaura idrik, drishto shutovana maya kadapi. I have never seen such a thief who's by taking yadiya nama api harat ashesham, saying just by chanting his name once, ஹரத்த சேஷம் கிரி பிரசாரன் திஸ் சின்ஃபுல் மவுண்டன் ஆஃப் ரியாக்ஷன்ஸ் இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் டிஸ்ட்ராய்ட் பை சாண்டிங் இஸ் நேம். ஐ ஹவ் நெவர் சீன் சச் அ தீஃப் ஹூ தீவ்ஸ் ஹூ டசன்ட் டூ இட் ஃபிசிக்கலி பட் ஜஸ்ட் பை த டிவோட்டி இஸ் சாண்டிங் இஸ் நேம் ஹி ஸ்டீல்ஸ் தேர் ஆல் த possessions, all the reactions that they have accumulated for so many lifetimes, who are like sin burdening them, causing them so much suffering, but causing kleshagni, by which all the kleshas they run away and make that devotee so much mesmerized that he performs his devotional service fully absorbed into Krishna's pastimes. Dhanam cha manam cha tathendriyani, saying, you have stolen my dhana, you have stolen my mana and everything else. Pranam shahritva mama sarvam eva, I know that you will steal my life also. Palaya se kutra ditodya chaura tvam bhakti damnasi maya niruddha. He is saying that, but to stealer of everything, where will you run? I have bound you. Although you can steal everything, but you can't steal the bhakti, the devotion in my heart. And I have bound you with those ropes. Then he's saying, what all can you do, O thief? Chinatsi ghoram yamapasha bandham, bhinatsi bhimam bhavapasha bandham, chinatsi sarvasya samasta bandham, naivatmano bhakta kritam tu bandham. Saying that you can break the Yamapash. You can break the cycle of birth and death. But can you break? As you can break everything, but can you break that bandhan of love that I have tied around you? Sorry, you can't break that. Naivatmano bhakta kritam tu bandham. And what will I do with after this? Manmana se tamasi rashi ghore. My heart, which is the darkest place, full of tamas. I shall put you there. Karagrahe dukkha maye nibaddha, and you'll have to suffer there in my heart, the prison of my heart. Labhasva he chaur hare chiraya sva chaur dosho chitameva dandam, and that is the only punishment for you, that you be in my heart for eternity. And at the end he says, karagrahe vasasada hridayam madiye mad bhakti pasha bandhana drida bandhana nischalahasan. As you are staying in my heart, bound by my drida bhakti, my sincere devotion, tvam Krishna he pralaya koti shatantarepi, for eons and eons of times, you'll be there. Sarvasya chaur hridayam nahi mochayami. You can do everything, but you can't escape from my heart. Such is the nectar that these acharyas are enjoying in glorifying the stealing pastimes of Krishna. But what is our hope? Our hope is only that when these acharyas are singing them, we can appreciate the devotion of these acharyas. And only when we appreciate and serve the acharyas and their words, shall we get the glimpse of the sweetness of these pastimes. As Vallabhacharya also says, he says in this verse that in the Madhurashtakam, he's saying, Karanam Madhuram Taranam Madhuram Haranam Madhuram Ramanam Madhuram Vamitam Madhuram Shamitam Madhuram Madhuradipate Rakhilam Madhuram. Stealing pastimes are also very sweet. Engrossed in those pastimes, nothing else is required, but the sweetness of this pastime will only satiate me. Such acharyas, when they glorifying the stealing pastimes of Krishna, is the only hope that we serve them, we glorify them, we appreciate them. As Kunti Maharani prays in the 8th chapter of first canto, Shinvanti Gayanti Grananti Abhikshnasha Smaranti Vandanti तवै हितं जन सैव पश्यन्ति अचिरेण तावकं भव प्रवाहो परमं पदाम्बुजम्. He's saying that those devotees who glorify you, who remember you, they will definitely see your lotus feet. But she adds one point, which is a hope, which I've always cherished, that and those who appreciate them doing so will definitely also see the lotus feet of Krishna. So appreciation of the devotees, serving them, gaining them favor, will one day give us the entrance or give us a glimpse of the sweetness that can be actually bestowed by Krishna's pastimes. Many times I've gone to Pandharpur since my childhood. I'd gone sometimes. When I saw the deity of Vitthal, I used to wonder, what is so attractive about this deity? But as you hear the beautiful narrations of Tukaram Maharaj and different saints, you understand there is so much love and nectar they are extracting by taking darshan of the Lord and by seeing Him doing pastimes. This will be a no entry for us until unless we forget our envy and serve the beautiful feet of Lord Krishna. And just as Sri Kavikarnapur beautifully mentions, actually there are many pastimes that we could have narrated, but the time is short. Sri Kavikarnapur, because he served Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and under his guidance, under his empowerment, he wrote the beautiful pastimes. He could enjoy those pastimes with such relish. So following in footsteps of the acharyas, when we serve the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, Vaigunya kita kalitaha paishunya varana peeditaha dainyar nave nimagnoham chaitanya vaidya ashrayaha. I'm suffering with the boils of material. Vaigunya kita kalitaha. I'm tormented by the germs of material activity. I'm suffering because of the boils of envy. In this humbling state, I take the shelter of the supreme vaidya, that is Lord Chaitanya Dev. And that is our only hope. By serving Lord Chaitanya, then one day we will get the sweetness in parampara as the acharyas are relishing and surviving and sustaining on the beautiful pastimes of Lord Krishna. One devotee had told me a very beautiful thing, that why is the introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, as a detailed character and detailed pastimes of Lord Chaitanya? The trick of the acharyas is that one gets affection for the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, and then he gains some sukriti. Srimad Bhagavatam is Paramhamsa Samhita, meant for Paramhamsas. How can we, the Param Ducks, enjoy that? But when one gets appreciation for Lord Chaitanya, one gets appreciation for the beautiful sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, then by getting some sukriti, we'll get the entrance in the beautiful waters of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. As the time is up, we can take so many questions. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande.